Page 93. Exercise 4. Part B. Listen again. For each movie part above, write an example from the movies the friends discuss.
So, what did you think of the movie?
Well, the acting was good, but I thought it was too predictable.
What do you mean, predictable?
I could tell what was going to happen even before it happened on screen. All of these action movies have the same basic story.
I don't think so. What about Star Wars? That movie is totally different from this one.
Well, okay, this movie is set in Washington, D.C., not in space, but the basic formula is the same. First, the main character is introduced, the good guy.
Right. We had Luke Skywalker in Star Wars, and in this one, we have the President of the United States.
Exactly. Then, a problem is presented, right? Usually the problem is bad guys who do something wrong, and the good guys have to stop them. That's when the action really starts.
Of course, because it's an action movie.
Right. So, like Luke has to save Princess Leia and fight Darth Vader. Or, like in this movie, the president has to fight enemy soldiers trying to take over the White House.
And then, something bad happens, and it seems like all hope is lost.
Exactly. In this movie, it seemed like the president was winning, but then the bad guys kidnapped his family.
And in Star Wars, Princess Leia's planet was destroyed.
But it's all really just a test of our hero's strength and determination.
Wow. Okay. It really does seem like there are some similarities. So then finally, we get to some good stuff, like the president setting a trap for the enemy soldiers.
Yes, a new plan is put into action. Remember how the Death Star spaceship had one weakness? Luke and the rebels plan to destroy the ship.
And in the end, the bad guy is defeated. Luke destroys the Death Star, Princess Leia is safe, and Darth Vader is spun off into space.
Thank goodness, right? And in this movie, the president's family is saved and the soldiers are sent to jail. It's a feel-good ending.
And that's the most important part.